A pardon from President Donald Trump Tuesday on behalf of famed suffragist Susan B. Anthony is being criticized in the city where she lived for many years. WXXI's Randy Gorman has details.
The president announced he will pardon Anthony on the day which is also the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which helped guarantee women the right to vote. Anthony was arrested in 1872 for violating the law that allowed only men to vote at that time. But speaking in front of the Rochester House where Anthony lived for many years, New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul said that if Anthony were alive today, she would decline the president's offer.
So I'm calling on Donald Trump. Rescind that pardon. Susan B. Anthony is calling to us right now and saying, I don't want to be pardoned. I was proud to be arrested. I was proud to be arrested in this very home. And she was also proud of the fact that she never paid her fine because she was not a guilty woman.
Even though Anthony refused to pay the fine, the authorities at that time declined to take further action. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.